5 seconds to go. Start. The select committee has done a very good job, studied the matter thoroughly and improved the bill so that it has become more presentable. The picture that has now emerged is clearer than it was at an earlier stage. However, I would like to offer my comments on 3 or 4 clauses. Clause 2 is very important. I would refer to 2 items under that clause. In clause 2, an inclusive definition of the word divided has been given. This is a definite improvement. Therefore, the matter would be dealt with in a more judicious and better way than hitherto. However, this subject is such a difficult one that it is not so easy to make any definition a perfect one. From this angle, there is a lacuna even in this definition, which is no doubt a very good improvement upon the earlier definition. In subclause E of this clause, any payment of any sum by way of advance or loan to a shareholder or any payment on behalf of or for the individual benefit of any such shareholder is deemed to be included in the word dividend. The language of this subclause is not very happy. Cases have arisen where the department has assessed a shareholder who is a partner of a firm and where the firm acts as a financier to such company, where at any time during the course of the previous year in a current mutual account between the company and the firm, a credit appears in favor of the company, even though the account may subsequently turn into a debit against the company. This is the amount is wiped out by payment of such credit as the company has in the same account taken loan. Subsequently, the income tax officer has treated the credit as distribution of dividend to the shareholder who is partner in the firm. I think in this case the definition works very excessively and harshly. This cannot be the intention of this subclause. Unless an amount by way of advance or loan remains outstanding at the end of the year, and particularly on the date the company distributes dividend, such temporary advances of loan could not be deemed to be the distribution of a dividend to a shareholder.